In originally coming to queer history, I think that I was looking for a mirror. I wanted to see myself somewhere because I certainly hadn't growing up. You know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and there was no reflection of a person like me. And so queer history was this moment where I was like, yes, I am going to find myself everywhere and everywhen. And then the more I looked at it, the more I was like, okay, those people are similar to me, but actually I'm looking through a window. They're very different. Their lives are super different. And that's what is so exciting for me. Like, I came looking for myself and I got really excited because I found something very different, which suggests to me that what I experience is only of the moment. It's not ahistorical and forever, which is part of what I learned growing up about homosexuality, is it's always been terrible and always will be terrible, and it would never change. And the closet is just more and more closety as you go further back. And that's not the case at all. And that's what really excites me about doing this work.